Northeast Pennsylvania, from New York's Catskills, on either side of the Delaware River, this is Folk Plus, and I'm Angela Page. The show airs Sundays on WJFF and repeats the following Wednesday on folkmusicnotebook.com. I can't do the show without the amazing talents of so many songwriters and musicians. I like to take listeners on a journey through a theme for the hour, so stay tuned and listen for today's theme. Welcome to the Sour of Folk Plus. Sometimes I get releases in the mail that remind me of other releases. And sometimes I just want to play a cut because it's interesting or it moves me. And that's the hour today. Thanks for taking this musical journey with me.
And up above the moon and stars shine down on the street lights and the passing cars, and the silence falls on everyone, and I'm walking the dogs where the train used to run, in a small town at the far end of summer. I wave to Mike, Mike waves to me. He runs a gas station by the factory, and the tractor trailers lay their burdens down in the parking lot in the middle of town, in a small town at the far end of summer. And I hear the sound of shifting stones beneath my feet on the way back home. Dog casts its shadow on the cenotaph face, and up above a star's slow fall from grace, in a small town at the far end of summer. Against the screen, air smells of farms and gasoline, and the kids at the park have got nothing to do, and I sit in my back steps and think about you, in a small town at the far end of summer. In a small town at the far end of summer.
Sitting on my chair. again. I don't dare make any sudden moves. I'm too invested in him. Every song I ever heard told me you would break my heart. But what now? It broke my own. Took its value and pawned it for parts. I think I finally figured myself out. I'm sick of swimming, so I'd rather let myself drown in the bottle. Buy some time to wallow while I'm upside down. I think I'm starting to trigger myself now. Dig up memories to propagate brand new doubts. I'm a goner. Every seed I water grows up. Side down. What a sorry from a sinner. Will it ever be enough? How much sorrow can we stand it be forgiven before giving up? You don't strike much for one who's always been provoked. Can I settle in the silence of trust? Learn to leave all the good things alone. I think I finally figured myself out. I'm sick of silence, so I'd rather keep devils around until tomorrow. An easy pill to swallow while I'm upside down. I think I'm starting to get sick of myself now. Paint you my enemy to sabotage round by round. Got no honor, foolish like my father falling up. Side down. All you wanted was to find a home beneath. All I've ever done is find reasons to leave. Could be dreaming with you somewhere, but I'm a
outside the house of blues. I'd like to ignore it. I'd like to just pretend that the reason for it is something I can comprehend. I don't listen to the radio. Last time it made me cry. two boys went crazy, 15 kids died. And I don't know their families, I don't ask them how they're going. They're on the other side of the world, but it's way too close to home. I got something to say, and I thought it might be worth a mention. If you're not pissed off at the world, then you're just not paying attention. You can turn off the TV and go about your day. But just 'cause you don't see it, it don't mean it's gone away. Hey. We don't talk to our neighbors, they've got funny colored skin. We see them out on the sidewalk, but we don't invite them in. We only eat when we're hungry, and we throw the rest away. While babies in Cambodia are starving every day, we risk our lives, we hit our wives, we act like everything is funny. We hide our pain while we go insane, we sell our souls for money. We curse our moms, we build our bombs, we make our children cry. We watch the band while Vietnam just watched their children die. I got something to say, and I thought it might be worth a mention. If you're not pissed off at the world, then you're just not paying attention. And you can turn off the TV and go about your day. But just 'cause you don't see it, it don't mean it's gone away. Hey. It won't go away. 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 Make it go away.
Hello, Angela. This is Rochelle, and Rochelle Van Zanten. I'm all the way from British Columbia, and this is a song called The Canoe Song. It was inspired by the Chesleta Carrier Nation, who were forced out of their homes in the 50s for the Elkan smelter plant. And on this recorded version of The Canoe Song, you'll hear A wonderful speech by the Teltan elder Lillian Moyer. She's been arrested 13 times, probably more now, standing up for her cultural campground, her cultural territory against multiple corporations and industrial development. And she's one of my heroes. So, yeah, here we go.
Canoe through the water. I paddle for the life I choose. I paddle for my sons and my daughters. I paddle my canoe to you. There are bones washing up on the shoreline from the mother of a dying clue. She's been crying since the 1950s. I paddle my canoe to you. Oh yeah, I hear the faraway drums. Oh yeah, they make me want to go on. Oh yeah, and near the river. I am pulling through the waves in the canyon. I am steady as the water grows. All the blood coming down from the mountains, giving life to the chain below. I was born from a tree and a salmon, now a woman with the strength of two. There are rogues sucking life from my garden. I paddle my canoe to you. Oh yeah, the faraway drums. Ooh yeah, they make me want to go on. Ooh yeah, and near the river the old lady hums. Oh, oh, paddle on.
What are we going to do about it? Are we going to let them go ahead and destroy what the Creator has created for us? I felt so much power when I was on top of that mountain. It came right through me that I would have to stop, close my eyes, and said a prayer right around in a circle. And I felt the power and the love of the Creator up there.
I paddle my canoe through the water. I paddle for the strong and true. I paddle for the lost and forgotten. I paddle my canoe to you. Oh yeah, I hear the faraway drums. Oh yeah, they make me want to go.
Rochelle Van Zetten, the canoe song, with her introduction, which I grabbed at Summerfolk, a terrific Canadian folk festival up on Georgian Bay. Before that, we heard If You're Not Mad, You're Just Not Paying Attention, Casey Chambers from Barricades and Brick Walls. I didn't hear that for a while because it was a hidden track. Sounds like she just wrote it this year, but it's quite old. We heard Upside Down thoughtful piece by Miranda Hardy from her release, The Price of Happiness, and a brand spanking new CD David Francie has out called Maps, and we heard Blue Water. David Francie is just such an amazing writer. I remember interviewing James Keelan, who I think walks on water, and he says, every song David Francie wrote, I wish I'd written. So we played the canoe song about by Rochelle Van Zetten, and her release is called Oh Mother, and then she became a mother. So with that idea, I have two songs here. Grace Morrison's release, Saltwater Country, has a cut, Who's Raising Who, about parenting. And then I grabbed this off the internet. I wrote her, but she's not writing back. Faraday is her name, and she has such funny little ditties. And she has this one called You're Such a Good Dad. So let's hear those two parenting songs.
I'm gonna be a better parent than my mom was. Gonna win the golden medal from the PTA. And my kid will wear his sunblock, double knotted sneakers won't fall off, and he'll always get good grades. I had organic fresh fruit cut in pieces. I made smiley faces, you know, like you do. But the truth was hard to take. He went on hunger strike for cake, and I learned early to let go and bend the rules. The sky ain't always blue. Who's raising who? Who's raising who? For days I think I'll dress up like a lady, but I settled into sweatpants, ain't it great? Cause you can't climb in a sandbox in stilettos, and there's a superhero standoff that won't wait. Hours every night for 6 months straight. And looking in the mirror, my inheritance is clear. I'm so glad that what I see is my mother's face. Who's raising who? Who's raising who? Read like fate, a movie in the sky ain't always blue. To my mother's shoes. Who's raising who?
I did the cooking and the cleaning and the groceries and the laundry, fed the cat and the dog, and someone stole my coffee, got a gift for your mother that you probably won't like, paid a bill, wiped a butt, broke up a couple fights. Then I just about lost my mind, cause we both took the kids to the park, and someone said to you, you are such a good dad. You are such a good dad. I woke at 5 a.m. screaming in the hallway. There was barf in the bed, so another load of laundry. Our kid was crying, so we talked about our feelings. You were sleeping. That's cool. But then you got up and your mom came over and she said, you are such a good dad. You are such a good dad, such a good dad. I did the math time, story time, the pee time, the snack time. I said go to bed just about a million times. Then I sat down to write this song and you said, did you notice I mowed the lawn? You are such a good dad. You are such a good dad, such a good dad. You are such
I'm finally sitting down and now I can't find my stuff. I can't find my stuff. I can't find my stuff. I've set aside the time and now I can't find my stuff. I think I've had enough of this way. I put it off and put it off and now where's it gone? Now where's it gone? Now where's it gone? I've seen the thing a million times but it'll be done before I can put it away. I think I've had enough of this way. I think I've had enough of this way. This isn't what I had in mind for how to spend my day. I think I've had enough of this way. I'm tearing up the cabinets and I'm rummaging the drawers. I'm rummaging the drawers. I'm throwing on the floor. I'm hunting and I'm looking where I never had before. I think I've had enough of this way. I'm finding every picture, every paper from the past. Papers I've amassed, I'm going through them fast. I'm finding everything except the one I wrote on last. I think I've had enough of this way. I think I've had enough of this way. I think I've had enough of this way. This isn't what I had in mind for how to spend my day. I think I've had enough of this way. I guess I'll look more later cause I'm running out of time. I'm running out of time. I'm running out of rhyme. I wish I had a secretary running through my mind. I've had about enough of this way. I'm putting up the paper. I'm putting up the pen. I'm putting up the pen. I'm putting up the pen. I'm hoping and I'm praying that I won't do this again. I think I've had enough of this way. I think I've had enough of this way. I think I've had enough of this way.
Up in the morning, who decides what you should do? Do you own the stuff you own, or does the stuff you own you? When you roll out of that bed, just think about who's serving who. Do you own the stuff you own, or does the stuff you own you? When you drive to work each day, do you drive that big Cadillac? You must drive to work each day, cause if you don't, they'll take it back and leave you one less payment, way more time and so much less to do. Do you own the stuff you own, or does the stuff you own you? Who's who? Who's who? Are you dying in the style you've become accustomed to? Do you own the stuff you own, or does the stuff you own you? Are the circles that you run in worth the hoops you're jumping through? Do you own the stuff you own, or does the stuff you own you? When you leave for work each day, do you leave that big fancy house? You must leave for work each day, cause if you don't, they'll throw you out and leave you one less mortgage, way more time and so much less to do. Do you own the stuff you own, or does the stuff you own you? Who's who? Who's who? Does the take home you must take home take more than it's leaving you? Do you own the stuff you own, or does the stuff you own you? Do you pay with interest on a life that's somehow overdue? Do you own the stuff you own, or does the stuff you own you? Are you sometimes the sum of every single thing that you possess? Or can you put on your old sneakers and just walk out on the mess that you've made of this whole and holy life that you were freeborn to? Do you own the stuff you own, or does the stuff you own you?
Who's who?
Do you own the stuff you own, or does the stuff you own you?
Who's who?
Do you own the stuff you own, or does the stuff you own you?
Okay, so those last two are an example when I play something and I think, oh, that makes me think of John Flynn's Who's Who's, which you just heard. And before that, we heard Enough of This Way, a new release by Renaco. That's from her release, Little Songs. And you heard Faraday, who has a lot of very funny ditties on the internet about being a parent, especially the mom role. And we heard Grace Morrison from Saltwater
Country.
Raising Who. Up next, let I want to talk about titles.
Please.
Something came in from Robert D.
Little
called Better Things.
Too.
And I thought, wow, Corinne Polwart has a Better Things, so is that right? Well, let's play them all back to back. You cannot copyright
I can write some words and make them rhyme. 12 bars long and 6/8 time. Sit right here and sing the blues, but I got better things to do, 'cause I ain't wasting no more time feeling sorry for the crime of being me and loving me. I got many things to do, like wash a truck and make the bed, mow the yard and paint the shed. I find the more I find to do gets me further over you. So I ain't wasting no. Loving you, 'cause I got better things to do. I'm finding better things to do. Finally getting over you.
It's really good.
the verses rhyme, and the very best of choruses to follow all the drudge and sadness. I know that better things are on their way. I know you got a lot of good things happening up ahead. The past is gone, it's all been said. So here's to what the future brings. I know tomorrow.
Ideas distilled into a billion fears, a grand design, a shiny rocket, a bullet in a bully's pocket. So mesmerized by particles, we disregard the articles, the ones we wrote to keep the peace, solid now in blood and greed and is this the best that we can do? Oh, I can think of better things. Can't you? With the devil's pitchfork in our hands, we turn the fields of foreign lands. We mine a gulf, we dig it deeper. We free the serpent from its keeper. Yet these are the hands that fix the bones, the ones that build with sticks and stones. These are the hands that plant the tree, the ones that pull a newborn baby free. Is this the best that we can do? Oh, I can think of better things.
So, three artists taking the title Better Things in three directions. Backwards, that was Corinne Polwarth, amazing songwriter from Scotland. Dar Williams from her End of Summer. 1997 that came out, wow. And Robert Teach, and that just came out. Also this week, I ran across an Ellen Cordova newly written song about Roswell. She got stuck in New Mexico for 11 days getting her van fixed, and she wrote this song about Roswell. And it made me think of Suzanne McDermott's famous song about Roswell. So here they are, back to back.
Back in 47, in the first week of July, there was lightning in the desert and explosions in the sky. An unknown flying object came a crashing to the earth, and a cattleman named Brazel found the wreckage in the dirt. Gathered up some scraps and then he brought them into town. And the people gazed in wonder at the marvel he had found. They called the county sheriff and they called the Air Force Base. They called the DOD and then they called the CIA. There's big news today out in Roswell. That sleepy New Mexico town. Major Marcel, what can you tell us about Roswell? Well, the Roswell Army Airfield sent their finest personnel. A rank and file officer was a young Major Marcel. The major told his story and it echoed around the globe. A flying saucer captured out in old New Mexico. But the orders came from Washington, materials were changed. The town was hushed to silence and Mac Brazel was detained. They scooped up all the evidence and flew it to Fort Worth. Staged a couple photos and the headlines were reversed. There's nothing to see here in Roswell, just a torn up old weather. Major Marcel was mistaken as well about Roswell. Story still persists. Rumors turn to theories and then theories turn to myth. But to his dying day, the major swore on all he had. There's no way in hell the thing that fell was made by human hands. So the mystery lives on out in Roswell, that creepy New Mexico town. And Major Marcel, what couldn't you tell us about Roswell?
Southeast of Corona, near Roswell, New Mexico. In the middle of nowhere, no radio, no telephone. 1947, and I was 12 years old. Big lightning storm one night, beginning of July. We heard an explosion, wondered what, wondered why. Riding out the next morning over the pasture to check on some sheep, that's when Daddy found it, the big field of weird debris. He brought some of it home then, laid it out on the kitchen floor, bits and pieces of things we'd never seen before. Like foil but not foil, like wood but not wood, like wire, waxed paper, all weighing much less than it should. And everything was so strong, we couldn't cut it or scrape it. Pliable, unnatural, we couldn't burn or break it. And there were symbols in purple and pink, like a transparent recipe, ranged out in columns, but nothing we could read. A couple days later, Daddy drove into Corona, and there he heard the stories, what had been seen by others near Magdalena on the plains of San Agustin. A civil engineer and an archaeological research team found a disc-shaped object surrounded by creatures like human but not human, round heads, no hair, small features. A military officer drove up and ordered everyone to leave, swore them to silence their patriotic duty. Then a couple in Roswell, stargazing from their front porch, watched an object speeding through the night of the big storm, like two inverted saucers glowing from the inside, headed straight for the lightning, right out to where we resided. They said we knew what we saw, no rocket, no weather balloon. Why keep it a secret? What could we learn? What could we learn? We don't know, but we do. We know that we are not alone. So Daddy went into Roswell, where he met with the sheriff, who called up the army, who came for my father. Took him out to the pasture with trucks and soldiers, where they picked up the pieces and carried them all away. Then they jailed my father and they asked him questions under guard in a small room, from head to foot tested him. He said, "You know what I saw. I don't know why you're doing this to me, but I will keep it a secret because you say it's my duty." 1 week later, he came home on an airplane, said forget all about it. He never spoke of it again. But sometimes I asked him, "Daddy, was it from another planet? Was it something from the future?" But I never got an answer. Still, I know what I saw. I don't care what they told him. Why keep it a secret? What could we learn? What could we learn? Well, I don't know, but I do know two things. I know what I saw, and I know that we are not alone. Yeah, I know.
could we learn? What could we learn? Well, I don't know, but I do know two things. I know what I saw, and I know that we are not
rushes, washing dishes, wrinkled eyes for the bride and the groom. She hardly spoke any English, but they got along all right. He knew she was flower skirt pretty tonight.
For granted, you lie and pretend. Is it a choice? Take things so personally. Would you rather be right or rather have a friend? Would you rather be right or rather have connect? Sure of everything, spoiling for a fight. Would you rather have love?
Would you rather have love?
Friendship and affection. Oh, sleep well at night. Or would you rather be right? It's come to this. It's all on the table. Thumbs carve the letters you're ready to send. You've
sorted it out like Cain sorted April. Would you rather be right or rather have a friend? Would you rather be right? Rather have connection, so sure of everything, spoiling for a fight. Would you rather have love, friendship and affection, or sleep well at night? Would you rather be right? Would you rather be right?
Would you rather be right?
Rather have connection, so sure of everything, spoiling for a fight. Would you rather have love, friendship and affection, or sleep well at night? Would you rather be right? Would you rather be right? Would you rather be right?
Daryl Purpose, Would You Rather Be Right, from his newest, Connected. And from The Great Escape, Emily Triggs gave us Flower Skirt Pretty. And we heard those two cuts there about Roswell, Suzanne McDermott, and Ellen Cordova. Maybe you've seen her funny little skits on TikTok. She's really a riot. I wish I had more time for more music, but I don't. I'll be here next week. Same time, though. This is Faux Plus. I'm Angela Page. You can check out my website, fauxplusradio.com.
Support for Radio Catskill comes from Morgan Outdoors. Celebrating 20 years as a local source for hiking, snowshoeing, and discovering the great outdoors. On Main Street in Hurleyville, near the rail trail. Morgan-outdoors.com.
This is Latif Nasser from Radiolab. Public media organizations across the country lost our federal funding. This cut will have long-term consequences for the service we provide to you, our community, unless we are able to replace that funding with support from more of our listeners. The future of public media is in your hands. Go to this station's website to start or increase your monthly sustaining donation today.
Give now at wjffradio.org.
WJFF Jeffersonville, this is Radio Catskill, local news, culture, and NPR.